Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Moore ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. This is the art of paid traffic, and thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I really appreciate it. Whatever you're up to right now, hope you're having an awesome day. I'm Rick Moore, your host, and my goal for the podcast here is to help you grow and scale your business through smart online marketing strategies. And all that is so that you can have a bigger impact, you can help more people, and thus in the process, have a better life. So if you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the show here, as I have new episodes every single Wednesday, just like this one, as well as what we call quick tip episodes here on the podcast, which are every Friday. And those are pretty much what it sounds like. Those are quick tips, like, you know, 5 to maybe 15 minutes, where I share, you know, maybe it's a quick tip, Facebook ad strategy or an online marketing strategy or a resource or a tool I'm loving, or maybe it's just sort of a general growing your business tip. And those are every Friday. So make sure to subscribe to the show here so that you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes I've got coming your way here on the podcast. So a few episodes back, I did a quick tip episode, one of those ones I was just talking about, all about how specific you should, quote unquote, be getting when it comes to thinking about your Facebook ads targeting. And it raised a lot of questions from people who were messaging me about how, now do we take it to the next level? How I recommend going about finding target audiences in Ads Manager to target with your ads. So on that episode, I talked about, you know, a lot of people think when they think about their Facebook ads targeting, they think about, I have to be as targeted as possible. And there was, you know, a time and place for that, but that is really no longer the case. Yes, of course you do want to be targeted with your ads. Yes, but you want to give more data to the algorithm, Facebook's algorithm. You want to give it more data to work with to find your target audience, those people who are looking to convert within your target audience, if that's what your objective is, of course. Maybe it's engagement or whatever, but you want to give the algorithm more data to work with. So you want to be targeted, but yet you want to have larger potential audience sizes. So I break all that down in the quick tip episode from a week or so ago. Okay. And like I said, that podcast raised a lot of other questions from people talking about, you know, how do we go about finding target audiences in Ads Manager to target with your ads? So that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about breaking down how I find and how I think about targeting audiences for my Facebook ads. I'll take you through my entire process. Okay. But before we dive into that, as some of you may know, I just recently celebrated my 5-year, or I'm celebrating right now, my 5-year business anniversary. Technically, it was in January of 2019, so last month here. And over the last 5 years, I've used so many different tools in the business to help me grow the business. Some worked and some definitely didn't. But one of my favorite tools along the way, and one that I still use today, is Deadline Funnel. And Deadline Funnel is a sponsor of today's podcast. So if you've not yet heard of Deadline Funnel, Deadline Funnel increases conversions for people who are marketing online by using personalized actual deadlines, which help generate more sales by not letting your prospects procrastinate. And there's nothing worse when you give people a deadline, right? And they're still then able to access the offer the next day. It's out of integrity, and that's no way to do business, right? And we are all about integrity here on this podcast. I remember when I first started out and I was doing a live launch and my enrollment deadline was at like midnight on, say, a Thursday. Well, I would literally stay up until midnight to manually redirect the pages so that I would stay true to my word that people couldn't enroll after my deadline. Well, then I found out that redirecting pages in your sales funnel was one thing that Deadline Funnel can do for you automatically. So if your business relies on automatic funnels, Deadline Funnel is exactly what you need because it enforces a real deadline for your leads. It synchronizes the deadline across your entire marketing funnel, like your webinar software or your email software, your web pages, your shopping cart, etc. No more fake deadlines and false scarcity. And Deadline Funnel has some of the best support around when it comes to asking questions that you want help on how to set things up. Okay. Deadline Funnel has amazing support. Jack and his team do a really good job there. So all this is why I am working with Deadline Funnel as a sponsor of today's podcast to offer you as a listener of the show here a special extended free trial to use Deadline Funnel and get some awesome results for your business before you would go ahead and pay and sign up for it. So go to deadlinefunnel.com/AOPT. Again, that's deadlinefunnel.com/AOPT and sign up for this special Art of Paid Traffic free extended trial offer so that you can start using Deadline Funnel for free today. Okay, so targeting your Facebook ad starts right now with defining who your target audience is. This is the work that you should be doing before even being an ads manager. And this is one of the biggest mistakes that I see people make. I've talked a lot about the mistakes that people make with their ad campaigns here on the show. And one of those mistakes is that people dive into setting up their Facebook ads without even thinking about defining who their target audience is. You know, I love that people are not jumping in there and doing it, but you've got to set yourself up for success first and foremost. Okay. And a big piece of that is defining, doing the work up front, defining who your target audience is before even going into Ads Manager. And when I say defining, I mean having a holistic understanding of your target audience. Okay. Of course, you want to understand the basic demographics of your audience. So most people think like, okay, my target audience, you know, my avatar is Sally. She's 37 years old. She lives in Seattle and she does, you know, Pilates on the weekend and she loves whatever, you know, so that's great. You want to know all those different things. Okay. But you also need to understand things like who are competitors, you know, in your space. What are some of the TV shows or movies that your target audience likes and watches? What are their hobbies? Where do they shop? What are books and publications that they read? Where do they work? Where do they go to school? What are websites that they might visit? What are some conferences or groups or organizations that they're a part of? Who are other people, you know, in your space who would be attracting similar audiences as the people that you want to attract? And if you don't know these things, get on the Google, research on Google. Also use sites like Amazon to build out your list of people here, build out your holistic understanding, okay? You're painting a picture here. Amazon, by the way, is a killer site to get ideas and inspiration for your Facebook ad copy by reading reviews, okay? And don't forget, read both the positive and the negative reviews. So find books, and for example, within your niche, and start looking at the reviews. Those reviews that people are leaving there can be great copy for your ads. Really good inspiration ideas there. So, but I digress. So anyway, I always like to use the yoga niche example. Okay. So if I am in the yoga business, I most likely want to target women between, I don't know, let's just say age, you know, maybe 28 to, you know, 20, 30 plus. I would go plus. So let's call it easy 30 plus, women 30 plus. and yes, who have an interest in yoga. But there's so much more than that, right? We want to be thinking about where they shop. So for example, they probably shop at brands like Lululemon or Lorna Jane. Maybe they read publications like Yoga Journal. They're interested in like the yoga mat companies and like Gaia, G-A-I-A, something like that. Okay. So we're painting a broad picture, a holistic picture of our target audience. Okay. Because the obvious one is the women 30 plus who have an interest in yoga. That's going to be massive, but we can get more granular than that and start thinking about from a holistic level, where do they shop? Maybe they shop at Whole Foods. Okay. Thinking about your audience from that perspective, coming up with all these ideas. Once I have a solid picture of my target audience, I then use that information to start a list of potential cold target audiences that I could try and target on Facebook. Now, I'm an Evernote user. I use Evernote and Google Drive in my business here. So what I like to do is I'll open up an Evernote file. So you can use Evernote file, Google Doc, even good old fashioned pen and paper. And you want to brain dump all the ideas that you have. Okay. So like I said, for me, I use Evernote and I'll brain dump that list of target audiences that I come up with. Okay. I've done the work though up front to have that holistic understanding of who my target audience is. Okay. And so once I have that, I start making my list and I'll just brain dump all the ideas that I have, especially when it comes to it's. I think it's very easy to do when I start thinking about competitors, quote unquote, or other people who are similar in my space. Okay. So start there. But then again, don't forget to think about those other like publications. Where are people shopping? What are their hobbies? That type of thing. Okay. So once you have that list, you start brain dumping, then I like to use Audience Insights. So if you're not familiar, Audience Insights is that free tool right inside Ads Manager, which will give you, you can put your target audience ideas in there, and then it will give you, among other things, it'll give you demographic information. But what I love to see is the other similar pages that are similar to what I've just put in there as a target audience example. So if I put yoga, for example, in there, it's going to give me a whole bunch of other similar pages, okay, of people who have an interest in yoga, but they're also interested in these other pages as well. Okay. So I'll use Audience Insights using those brain dumped ideas, and I'll start adding to my list. So what I like to call this mining for data within Audience Insights. So I might put Yoga Journal into Audience Insights. And I might come up with, you know, I don't know, Bikram yoga or something like that. Okay, cool. I didn't think about that. I'm going to add Bikram yoga to my list, but I'm also going to put Bikram yoga into Audience Insights and see what options or results come up as a result of using that. And so I start mining this data. I'm just compiling this big list and I'm constantly putting, you're like, ooh, I didn't think about, I don't know, Kundalini. I don't even do yoga. Well, I used to do yoga. I used to do some basic yoga. And I actually love it, just the basic stuff. But none of that like holding the poses for like 5 minutes at a time. Oh man, that's killer. But anyway, I don't know why I use yoga as an example, but I just always have for several years now. But anyway, maybe I'm like, oh, I didn't think of Kundalini yoga. Okay, cool. I'm going to put Kundalini yoga into Audience Insights and see what the results are there. Okay. And again, you're constantly looking at the results there and you're like, ooh, I didn't think about that one. That's a really good one. I'm going to add that to my list. So Audience Insights is a great tool to get ideas and start building out your potential target audience list. And you start mining that data. All right. I'll then go into Ads Manager and I'll create a test campaign so that I can go to the ad set level and access the detailed targeting section. So follow me here. All I really want to do is I want to be able to go into the detailed targeting section within Ads Manager. Well, in order to do that, I need to either, if I don't have any campaigns running or anything like that, or maybe I don't even have any other past campaigns, I would go in and create a test campaign so that I can go to the ad set level and access that detailed targeting section. Or if you've already, maybe you already have a campaign running, you could go in there and do this. And I don't like to mess with already running stuff or maybe a past campaign. The idea here is to go to the detailed targeting section. There, I'll start typing in what I think are my best target ideas. Okay. So if I type in yoga journal, for example, and then there's a suggestions link right there. Okay. So I type in, we'll use yoga. So I'll type in yoga, and then there's a suggestions link, and Facebook will then give me a list of similar audiences to what I've just typed in. Okay. So again, take my yoga example. If I type in yoga, I get things like yoga journal, Kundalini yoga, hot yoga, Bikram yoga, etc. Again, you might see options there that you didn't think of previously that you're like, ooh, I got to add that to my list. Or that's a really, really good one that I want to make sure that I try and target. Okay. And again, I'm adding all my relevant options to my list. So for me, it's in my Evernote doc. For you, it might be writing on a pad of paper in your notebook, might be a text doc or Google Doc, whatever it is. Keep this list going. Compile that list. Now, also, I'm also mining these suggestions as well to see if I come up with different ideas. And again, what I mean by that is maybe I hadn't thought about, Bikram yoga before. So I'll remove yoga from the detail targeting section, type in Bikram yoga, and I'll click on suggestions. You might get some different ones there that didn't show up when you typed in yoga before. Or I might type in yoga journal there and see what the suggestions are there. Okay. Again, you're mining this data to build this overarching list of targeting opportunities that you might use for your campaign. Okay. Now, once I have my list and I feel really good about it, I might have, 60 different audiences in here, maybe potential audiences, or you might have 10. it's how much work you put into this, right? Obviously, the more the better, because you really want to get a clear picture and have a really solid list of a bunch of different audiences that you potentially can be using and testing. Okay. Then once I have that list, what I like to do is then group these audiences together in my Evernote file. For example, keeping with my yoga example that I'm using, I'd put all the different types of yogas into one group. So Bikram yoga, Kundalini yoga, regular yoga, all the different types of yogas into one group. Then in another group, I'll have like publications and books. In another group, I'll have maybe yoga personalities and so on. Okay. These are the beginning iterations of a potential ad set. Remember what I talked about in that quick tip episode last week or so, I want to be grouping together like interests when I'm talking about my cold audiences. Okay. Because I'm looking for those bigger audiences per ad set, just like I talked about in that quick tip episode. It was on February 15th from that quick tip episode. At least 1 million people in the ad set. Okay. At least 1 million people for my potential audience. And when my objective is conversions, ideally, I want to get even bigger. I want several million people in the ad set if I can, so that I can give Facebook's algorithm lots of data to work with. Okay. So I'm taking my overall list there and I'm grouping them together with similar audiences. So again, maybe the different types of yoga in one group, different publications and books in another group, maybe yoga personalities in another one, and so on. Okay. So now that I have a list of potential cold target audiences, here's how I recommend using them in your targeting hierarchy. I don't know why I always have a hard time saying that word, hierarchy. Okay. Of course, again, this is going to differ depending on what your goals and what you're looking to accomplish with your ad campaign. But in general, there's always outliers and different things, like I said, depending on what your goal is. But I like to start with my warm audiences. Okay, so I'll have an ad set of warm audiences, like video engagement audiences or website visitors or people who have engaged with my Facebook page or my Instagram profile, etc. Those are my warm audiences. Okay, then lookalike audiences in a different ad set. So I might have lookalike. And as I mentioned last week when I was talking about campaign budget optimization, where it's heading in this direction where you're going to be setting your budget at the campaign level, this might mean that we need to have separate campaigns for each one of our audience groups. So, and I talked about this in that episode, again, that was a quick tip episode last week about campaign budget optimization and how that's shifting here coming up in the not so distant future. So it might require, not require, but it might mean that we test out having a campaign just for our warm audiences and a campaign just for our cold audiences. Okay. But in the meantime, after our warm audiences, I then look at lookalike audiences, because then those are going to be our next, I would say best, if you will. I'm going to put best in quotes there, because there's never a best, right? We always have to test these different things, but I'm always going to be testing lookalike audiences whenever possible. So I'd like to combine those lookalike audiences within an ad set so that I can increase the potential audience size. Again, especially if conversions is my objective, so I can have those bigger audiences within the ad set. Okay, so I'll start with my warm audiences, then I'll move to lookalike audiences, and then from a hierarchical I'll call it a priority standpoint, then I'll look at using the cold audiences that are on my list that we've been talking about here today. Okay, so again, based on the groupings that I've made in my Evernote doc, that's when I'll start creating my ad sets, remembering that not all the target options that you have on your list are going to be targetable when you put them into the detail targeting section. This is one of the most maddening things, right? You've done all this research and all this, you know, really good work, only to find you're like, oh, I found this amazing audience when I was doing my research in Audience Insights. Now you try to put it into the detail targeting section and it doesn't come up as an option. Yes, that does happen. Yes, you will likely want to punch your laptop screen. It's just one of those things. It happens to all of us. I don't have a good rationale for you. I've asked Facebook this over the years. Never had a really good answer that I agree with and that I like. But just know that you're not alone. This sort of thing happens. Okay. Now, if you were getting those audiences when you typed in, an audience into the detail targeting section, and then you hit suggestions, those are all targetable because they're showing up in the detail targeting section anyway. I'm talking more so about anything that you brainstorm yourself or you found from Audience Insights. All those audiences aren't necessarily targetable in the detail targeting section. Okay. So just know that if that does happen to you, it stinks, but you're not alone. And as I'm doing that, right, remember, I'm creating my ad sets based on the groupings that I've done in my list, right? And as I'm doing that, I'm watching the potential audience size as I'm adding these audiences to the ad set. Remember, I'm really wanting at least a million people, if I can, ideally several million, when I'm going for conversions, okay? So that is how I think about my target audiences for my Facebook ad campaigns. It has to start, my friends. It's got to start with that work up front. You've got to do the research so that you have a really clear understanding, a holistic understanding of your target audience. Or if you're managing ads for other people, you have to do this exercise for them, right? You've got to have that holistic understanding and then do your research. Do your brain dump, create a document, do your brain dump, go into Audience Insights, start mining that data, build that list out, use the suggestions option at the ad set level in the detailed targeting section to find other options that you may not have thought about, right? And really just keep compiling that list. And that's really key. I'm always adding to that list. Whenever I think of an audience idea, I might think of something that I'd never even thought about before, right? I'll add it to the list, okay? Another thing that you should be doing here, by the way, is as you see ads in the newsfeed, right? You can, and you're like, oh, that's a good ad. I'm that target audience. And oh, I know that person, or maybe they're a competitor, quote unquote, of yours. I really don't think that any of us have competitors. They're just other people in the space who are serving their audiences, right? So if you see an ad in your newsfeed and you think it's a good ad, click the little in the upper right hand corner, click the three dots there and look at why am I seeing this ad? And in that information there, you'll look at how they're targeting that ad, what target audience that they're showing up. And so you might, you know, a lot of it might be like you're being retargeted based on, you know, you visited their website or whatever. But a lot of times you'll see the audience there that they're targeting. You might be like, oh, I never even thought about that. That's such a perfect audience. I'm going to add that to my list. Okay. So when you see an ad in the newsfeed that you think it's a good ad and would be good for your business, who they're speaking to in their ad would be good for, you know, your audience as well. Click on that little in the upper right hand corner, click on the little menu and go to why am I seeing this ad and look at the target audience there. Facebook will tell you that right there. You'll see you're seeing this ad because blah, blah, blah. All right. And that if that might be a great idea for you that you hadn't thought about. I remember doing this I don't know, last fall in 2018. I remember seeing an ad and I did that exactly that strategy I just talked about. And I looked at why am I seeing this ad? And I remember seeing the target audience. And I was like, I didn't even know that that was an option. And so, and I do a lot of this, right? I teach this stuff. This is my specialty. I'd never even seen that audience as an option to be able to target. So you better believe I went right to Audience Insights, put that into Audience Insights to see what other options came up. And I added all those new options there to my list, right? And so I'm always mining this. I'm always adding to the list. I'm always looking for new. Whenever I find something, I'll add it to the list. I'll also put it into Audience Insights and see if it brings up any other audiences that I may not have previously found, okay? And like most things on Facebook, targeting best practices like we're talking about here is one of those things that's constantly changing and iterating. So that's just another reason that you definitely want to be listening to the podcast here and subscribing to the show. Or if you're an ads manager, being in my monthly ROI club program, or if you're an online expert like a coach or, you know, a course creator, being in my foundations program. This stuff is always updating, and I want to be that person, that resource for you that's constantly making sure that you're up to date with everything that you need to know in order to be successful with your Facebook ads, okay? Also, finally, getting your support and feedback for the show is what keeps me going. I love hearing your feedback and seeing your feedback. So again, if you've not yet subscribed to the show, definitely appreciate you doing that. And if you've not yet left a rating and review for the podcast here, that would mean the world to me. Leave an honest rating review for the show over on iTunes. It's a big help for the show and allows us to help more people and reach more people and get this word out to more people so that they too can be having a bigger impact in the world. So thank you so much in advance for doing that. And thank you so much for listening to the podcast here. I really appreciate it. Coming up in the next episode, I've got a quick tip. We're going to be talking about why more leads isn't always the answer to increasing the revenue in your business, okay? It is not. I'm going to take you through an example of what we, so it was something that we did recently in our business that was a lot of fun. I'm going to take you through that and how you could be doing that in your business and finding revenue that you maybe didn't know was there, okay? So stay tuned for that. As always, keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you, my friend, in the next episode.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.